don't know if you saw that guy walk right by us. He's got the gray T-shirt on, and then right, he's got a little gray hair on top.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what his shirt said?
It said New York.
No. It had nothing to do with New York. It was something that you're going to want to go out and buy.
Oh, what's that?
Hustle over skill.
Oh, how about that?
See?
Yeah.
I like that right there.
I do too, Napes. Listen, first one to the floor. Those are a lot of things that when we watch the Miami Heat. And now, actually, when we watch the New York Knicks, you know why I say that? Because Fizdale comes from that whole system of what the Heat did and all that. And I watched him the other night defensively. You're right. You bring that hustle, the skill will come. But hustle right now over skill, I would. You're right. If I saw that shirt in here, I'd probably buy it.
Yep. All right, 339-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Doug and I will be in Lake Tahoe beginning on Wednesday. We'll be doing our show from the driving range Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the American Century Celebrity Championship. And then we will go into NFL because training camps are going to be opening up at the end of this month. And before you know it, we'll be talking about preseason football, and then the regular season begins. And then it's the basketball season, and here we go again. So we're getting through it.
Yes, that's how it's the cycle, Graham. But it is a fun cycle, I will tell you, because you talk about football season coming up, but then as baseball wanes, that's when people really get involved when you start talking about the playoffs. And basketball's right around the corner.
All right, again, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. This innovation, which is NBA Summer League, which is just now all the teams come here, and the amount of people that come in to Vegas and come to these Summer League games at these two venues,
Grant,
it's astounding.
Listen, so you got Cox Pavilion over here,
yep.
Then you got Thomas and Mack. They're in the same thing. There's a little throughway to separate
right.
The smaller gym it's totally packed. Then the big gym for the first game with Phoenix and Sacramento, packed. And, I mean, people are in and out of here all day long.
Yep.
This is one of the greatest things I think that the league could have done.
I agree.
And you put it in Vegas. A lot of people want to come to Vegas. They, you know, you got the shows and the gambling.
Well, you know, I'll tell you how big it is. This is Summer League basketball in the NBA. And across all of your sports news streams.
Yes.
It is getting more coverage than Major League Baseball, which is in the middle of their season.
Wow. But you're right, Grant, because, listen, every draft pick, I take Kevin Knox, for example, because I watched that last night. As soon as they pull up the Knicks, whoever they're playing against, they're going to break down that player, what they did that night, and what have you. And you're right, because baseball was taking second fiddle. And that's why you talked about the All-Star game. This is going to have to be big for Major League Baseball.
Christopher Lodge said that if you had bought that shirt, you wouldn't wear it until you got it back home because you would have to have it tailored. But it was just a T-shirt.
Christopher Lodge, that was.
We don't have to tailor T-shirts. Do
no, we don't. We don't have to tailor T-shirts. But Chris, that was solid right there. I will have to get you that.
It was a T-shirt though. It didn't have a collar on it or anything, so you don't want to get that tailored.
No. Well, on top of the fact, when you wash a T-shirt, most of them are cotton. Those things shrink right up, man.
No, you got to dry them.
Fit
on
me
a,
like
hanger.
A
hanger.
Oh, is that what you do?
That's what I do.
Oh, look at you! You're the dryer on. You're the dry your T-shirt on the hanger guy.
No, I don't, but if it was cotton, I would.
No, you know what? I buy it to a size that I think that it's going to shrink and fit. And you know what? I'm particular with
my
T-shirt.
No, and Doug, he probably gets his T-shirts dry cleaned. And then when they come back from the dry cleaner, he takes them down and get tailored.
No. Dry clean messes up the neckline. Yeah. I know these things, Grant.
Is that right?
Yes, it does.
On what? Your golf shirts?
No, on a T-shirt.
Oh, on a T-shirt. I don't know anybody in their right mind would get T-shirts dry cleaned.
I have no idea.
Maybe
either.
People that like burning money, but I've never even heard of that.
Listen, on top of the fact that when I buy a T-shirt, Grant, I'll get rid of T-shirts if they're not right. They have to fit me properly.
Right, I agree.
They have to feel good on my skin.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't care what the hell it says on the front.
Right. You know, it could say Mick the Quick.
And oh, number 17.
That's exactly right.
Okay, man. Listen. That is a tall man right there, Grant.
What do you think, 7'4", 7'5"?
Gotta be, man. Goodness gracious. Yeah. I mean, you can't – like, who have you signed with? And if you haven't signed, let's talk about it, big fella.
Well, I think he's 7'5" and about 150.
That's probably the problem. Yeah, I see it. Oh, look, the wind blew. He fell down.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
There you go. All right, Grant Napier and Doug Christie, if you want to call the show.
Were you surprised that the guard from Dallas Mavericks they drafted last year?
Luka Doncic?
No.
Dennis Smith Jr.
Were you surprised that he was
very
playing?
Surprised. It shows me a lot.
Yeah, it does. It says a lot about him. I mean, he came here. And listen, one thing that you know about Summer League, Grant, is if you've played in the NBA and you 1 year, 2 years, whatever it is, when you come, these Summer League guys, they're looking to tear your head off, man. So I was really surprised to see him out on the floor, and he was getting after it, man.
I wish De'Aaron Fox was playing a couple of these games, to be honest with you. I hear Jaylen Brown's going to try to play 2 games for the Celtics. You know, it's like, hey, he doesn't have anything to prove.
No, he does not. But, listen, they come after you, and that's where you establish, like, I'm not to be messed with.
And, you know, guys, guys get hurt. Well, guess what? These guys are playing basketball all summer anyway.
You can get hurt anywhere, right?
There's that shirt again.
Yeah, okay.
Hustle over skill.
Yeah, I would have to tailor that one, Chris.
Come on, man.
He's a big man. That's got to be a triple XL.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Grant. You can get hurt in the workouts. You can get hurt anywhere. Listen, you just go out and you play and you do the right things. You take care of your body. You put yourself in the best situations, and then you leave it to fate and whatever's going to happen. Just go out and compete, man.
Yep, absolutely. You know, we talk about guys not playing and playing. Luka Doncic for Dallas not playing. They couldn't get the paperwork done in time from Real Madrid. I also think that with the amount of basketball he's played, they're probably like, you know what? We already know. We don't need to see him play. He needs a break.
That's the excuse that I would use, is we couldn't get the paperwork done. I want him to sit down. He's won 2 championships already this summer, similar to what we had with Bogdan Bogdanovic. And I thought that you started to see how Bogdan got a little tired. I know he's a competitor, and he didn't feel he was really tired. But you can see it, especially at this level with this type of length and athleticism.
All right, Doug Christie and Grant Napier will be back right after this on Sports 1140 HTK. Grant Napier and Doug Christie, Summer League action coming to you here from Las Vegas. And you can see just since we've been here, you know, and again, games go from 12 all the way up until 10 o'clock at night. But it seems to me like when you get towards the latter stages of the afternoon, early evening, you get more people here. This place is really starting to get packed.
This is what it does here, man. I will tell you, it picks up steam before you know it. They are just – first of all, we're on the concourse, and to see this many people, Grant, it's mind-blowing, man. I mean, you walk into one gym, it's packed. You walk into the other gym. Yeah, there's some seats in there, but as you said, the later it gets, the more packed it gets, and they are engaged.
You know, and again, I don't know the answer to this, so forgive me. When you came out of Pepperdine, was there a summer league back then?
No, we had, I want to say it was, if you remember, there was one in Long Beach for a minute, and then there was the one at Loyola Marymount.
Oh, I remember the one at Loyola Marymount.
That was before me. They did have one in Long Beach, but it was only a couple of teams.
It was very, very minor.
Yeah. And then the NBA started to figure out that, first of all, it's a good venue, and the more that they control it, the better it is, meaning having their refs and upcoming refs, and they can grade their refs. They can try things out in these leagues. This is – Grant, all 30 teams are here. 82 games in whatever, 15 days or whatever it is. This is tremendous for a basketball fan.
It absolutely is. It's incredible. It's everything here, and if you like basketball and you're here, I can't imagine you not just totally engulfing everything that's going on. I mean, 2 venues, you can walk back and forth, general seating, general admission seating, so you can come and go to all different games.
Listen, Grant, you're liable to run into anybody here. Last night at the game, there he was sitting right across from me, the logo Jerry West. I had to go over and say hello to him, and had a real good conversation with Jerry.
You know, I've never met him.
Oh, my God, Grant, he is the absolute best, man. I had to give the man – I've been blessed to have so many different people as I look back with your Isaiah Thomases and different people. I just had to tell him what he meant for my career.
What did he mean for your career?
You know what? He was the first guy that believed in me in the NBA. He traded for me. He brought me in. There were so many different things. I said, you know what? I just want to tell you, so many of the things that you said to me, I was too young, whatever, they didn't resonate. And what he said is, you know what, Doug? this is a game about time. It comes around at the right time. It's how long you stay with it, how hard you work about it. He said a lot of the players make it harder than it is. He said it's beautiful to hear that from you. And, you know, he meant everything, because for, to have him to take that type of liking to me, to take some of the time that he did with me to tell me the different things, I didn't understand. I mean, I knew who Jerry West was. It didn't click for me right then, but, man, it was just great to see him and have a moment to sit down. So to the fans coming out, these are the type of people you can go up and shake their hand and say hello to them. It's incredible.
I would say one thing about Jerry West, and again, I'm not discrediting anyone else that's very good at player evaluation.
Oh.
He may be the greatest human in terms of evaluating basketball talent that of anyone that's ever walked the planet.
Grant, he sees it in a different way. I think that he understands whatever it is that he sees it different. I mean, you can go through the lineage of the players that he's picked, the players that he's traded for, and different things like that. And if they weren't a superstar, not all of them was. I wasn't a superstar, but had long, productive careers in the NBA, and you can attribute so many different players to him.
All right. We are going to go a couple more minutes. We got a couple interviews that we had on earlier that we will replay. And I'm getting a couple of text messages from people about Marcus Smart. I haven't heard any rumors about Marcus Smart. Someone called up on the show and asked about him. I don't believe the Kings are going to get Marcus Smart. So I want to make sure that we're on board with that.
Yes. I mean, look, would I love to have him on the Kings? Absolutely. I think the kid is a dynamo. I think that he can play defensively. He's about as good as you get in the NBA. But I think also that I think he's a restricted free agent, Grant.
Yes.
I'm not sure. And this is the game that they play. Boston's waiting for someone, you know, to see if they have some interest. Because if someone else shows interest, it's probably for a higher dollar amount. Now Boston have to match. If no one shows interest, Grant, now when Boston comes in,
right,
he's a little bit humbled. He has to listen to the offer, which is going to be less, which plays into their hand because they do have so much young talent that they're going to have to sign within the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, one of the guests that we had on very early in the show is the Kings Summer League coach and assistant coach Larry Lewis, and we're going to hear his comments again in a couple of minutes. But, you know, again, we know that the money dried up quickly.
Yes, it did.
On the first few hours of free agency and the first 24 hours, there were a lot of verbal commitments because of the moratorium. And it really, I think, caught some players off guard.
Yes, it really did. It did, Grant. I would say more than anything, you got your big guys. You got your LeBron James. You got your KD, different players. But we saw Mozgov. We saw players like that, Luol Deng, who were, you know, fringy players that were getting $50 and $60 and $70 million. And I think that a lot of players thought that there were going to be that type of money this year, and it just has not been the case. A lot of 1-year contracts, your J.J. Redick's, guys like that, who signed, and they're going to get some money if you prove. And now this next year's pool should be interesting because there were a lot of 1-year contracts.
Hey, Chris, help me out here. Chris just sent me this. Who does A. Sherrard Blakely work for, Chris?
NBC Boston.
All right, NBC Boston, okay. This is, according to A. Sherrard Blakely, who I'm not familiar with, but that I want to make sure that we give proper, again, it says, after striking out on Zach LaVine, the Sacramento Kings are preparing to put together an offer for the Celtics' Marcus Smart. All right? So that's what Sherrard Blakely in Boston is putting out.
Listen,
that the Kings are preparing to put together an offer for Marcus Smart.
I wouldn't be mad at that. I know a lot of people are going to feel a lot of different ways. Listen, he was on a team, Grant, that went to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. A lot of people ruled them out. He played a big factor in that. I know he had the hand issue. He's had some different issues, what have you. But make no mistake about it, he's been a productive player, and he will continue to be that.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. When we come back, we are going to play an interview from earlier. Very interesting comments about Harry Giles and Marvin Bagley and others from King Summer League coach Larry Lewis. That's next here on Sports 1140.